Thank you for choosing this podcast. It's our pleasure to share with you the word of the Lord. Proverbs 23:12 says, apply your heart to instruction and your ears to the words of knowledge. Join us as Pastor Jim Bunch shares God's word with the people at Christian Outreach Center in Oak Ridge, Tennessee.
As I begin to research it, and I begin to see the key of David, that's the key to understanding what this passage is talking about. The person to whom that key was given had access to the king. He could admit people into the presence of the king, into the throne of the king. In this context, in the New Testament, it is Jesus who has that key. And He used it to give us access to the throne of God. And what is so pervasive about it is that when you are before the throne, you are in the King's presence. You are in the presence of the King. Royalty. Beloved, we have been given access to the presence of the King, of kings, and Lord of lords. We have been invited, as it says in the book of Revelation, to come up here. Come up here through the Holy Spirit. I am being exercised in heavenly places this morning. How about you? I am experiencing a visitation this morning. How about you? An open door. When there's a door opened, you wonder what's on the other side. Previously locked out, previously kept out, but because of Jesus, our high priest, as it says in the book of Hebrews, He has already entered in. No longer do we have to wait for someone to open that door. It is open, church. It is open this morning. Is it an opportunity? Sure, I know there will be opportunities come of it. But the primary meaning to me this morning is that we have been given the privilege and the opportunity to come into the presence of God. What do you need? What do you desire? If you've been granted an audience with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, are you going to tell Him about your hangnail? What do you desire? What do you desire of the King? It is His good pleasure to give it to you today. This church that He says this to, only two of the seven churches did not receive a rebuke. Smyrna and this one. Philadelphia. No correction for them. To the other one He said, you are poor, but I say you are rich. To this one He said, you are weak, but I say you are strong. Because I'm opening a door for you. Beloved, what the Lord has said to me this morning is you have power and authority from the King to wage war. Quit being a mealy-mouthed doormat and start becoming a warrior. I'm going to speak out. I hope this is going out on the podcast. Ooh, let me see. I better read this scripture. Just hang tough, Randy. Get that warring song ready, because that's what's coming up. Get that warring song ready. Get that warring song ready. Listen to this, and then I'm going to speak out to everyone here and also beyond here. I'm going to speak a word. This is the word the Lord has given me to speak this morning. I want you to listen to this scripture from Isaiah 55. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come to the waters. He that hath no money, come, buy, eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk. Holy Spirit, and the very basics of the word. Even a child can get this. Without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? And you labor for that which satisfieth not. Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delighteth itself in the fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Whoa. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that thou knew not shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. The door is open, church. Call ye upon him while he is near. The throne is available this morning. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the righteous man his thoughts, or the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. There's the appeal to the wayward. Come back to God. Come back to God. And listen to this, church. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. I'm going to speak out. And I'm going to say to you, the door is open. Church, it's time for you to enter in. It's time. The door is open to the very throne of God. It's time to go in there. I'm going to speak out across the miles to brothers and sisters that I have ministered to over the years, and I'm going to say to those this morning that know His presence, that have longed for His presence. That's what this message is about. The open door that I speak of is the entrance into His presence. Listen, church, into His presence is all you need. Into His presence is fullness of joy. Into His presence is everything. Put aside all of the worry and all the fretting and all the needs and everything else, and go for His presence. Go for His presence this morning. Let Him be Lord. Let Him be glorified. Put your agenda aside. Put your plans aside. And go for the presence of God this morning. I'm speaking to those in Florida. I'm speaking to those in Missouri. I'm speaking to those in North Carolina. And I'm calling you out. I'm calling you out. Remember, remember, remember the presence of God that you once enjoyed and bask in. Return to it. Return to it. For those who've never known, they don't know what they're doing. They don't know where they're going. But to those of you who have known the presence of God, run, run. Don't walk. Run back to the throne. Run through that open door. Don't let no man, no organization, no or anything else stand in your way. The door is open, but for a very short time. For a very short time. Just as it closed on you once before, it will close again. And there are many whose love has waxed cold and who have settled for religion instead of the presence of God. And church has become a plaything. And the presence, the wonderful presence and the glory of God that was once adorning her has been replaced with man-made gimmicks. But you remember, saith the Lord, you remember because I visited you and I poured out my spirit and you reveled in my presence and you fell before me and you worshiped me. Where are you now, saith the Lord? Where are you now, saith the Lord? Why do you tarry? Why do you back off? Stand up. And be the warrior and be the servant that I called you, that I made you. You have backslidden, saith the Lord. Come back. Come back. Come back. Come back to my throne. Worship at my throne. Worship not at technology's throne. Worship not at church growth's throne. Worship not at building's throne. Worship, saith the Lord, at my throne. Because if you get to heaven, there will be none of that trash at my throne. If you are coming to heaven, saith the Lord, through that open door, you are coming for me. Come back. Come back, saith the Lord. Return to my throne, where the sweetness of the anointing and the presence of God that flowed down upon you was more precious to you than anything. I speak across the way to those disciples that I have seen so full of the Holy Spirit they could not stand. I speak across the miles to those disciples this morning that I know are hungry. They know. They are not ignorant. They know of the presence of God. To those who have never known, I cannot speak this word this morning because you've never been there. But to those who have known, I speak to you this morning. Return, return, return. There's an open door. It's what God sent me here to tell you this morning. Listen to me, wherever you are, whether you're listening to this by the podcast or whether you're right here in this sanctuary, listen to me, there's an open door this morning. It's into His presence. What do you desire above all else? What do you desire above all else? If it isn't just His presence, what are you doing here? What is your agenda? We call this a worship service. We call this a sanctuary. Until He shows up, it's just wood, hay, and stubble. Oh, but when He shows up like He has this morning, it's a sanctuary where the presence of God is so full and free and permeates everything. That's what I hunger for, church. And it's here. It's here. The door is open. to the throne, to the presence. Because some believers have went before you in this very room and they have warred into the heavenlies. And they have brought down this blessing of the presence of God. We're going to sing a song right now. Teach me to war in my worship. I'm wanting you to go beyond where you've ever been before, church. I'm wanting you to go beyond Mary had a little lamb. I'm wanting you to come on up. Come on up here, saith the Lord. Come on up here and see how we do it in heaven. Ooh, baby. Come on up here and worship with the angels. Come on up here where the presence of God is so thick you can hardly breathe, but you're loving every minute of it. Come on up here and get some of this that you can't buy with money. Though they may say you are poor, he says, I say you are rich. Though they may say you are weak, he says, I say you have power that you know not of. Come on up here. Come on up here. Come on up here. We're gonna war in our worship. We're just going to continue right on because that's what I've been doing all morning. I believe, church, something's happening here today. Something's happening here. Something's happening in the heavenlies. And you're going to see it. You're going to see it manifest on earth. You're going to see it in salvation. You're going to see it in deliverance. You're going to see it in provision. You're going to see it. You're going to see it. You're going to see it. And it's being won right here this morning. It's something that cannot be done with organization and administration and technology. It is something that can only be done by the power of God. Listen, when the church gets back to the power of God, we'll see the manifestation of God. As long as we're going to go with all this other junk, we're going to get that junk. I want the power of God. I want the glory of God to so fill this place and fill you that you can't sit still. I prayed over y'all that God would wake you up at night. And now He's doing it to me. That'll teach me. 4 a.m. Boom! Wide awake. And you know what I'm doing? I'm not counting sheep. You are on my heart and mind. And I'm saying, Lord, could I not do this a little later? Especially on Sunday. But every night this week, 4 a.m. Why? Because there are people hurting. Because there are people in bondage. Because there are people lost. Because there are wayward children and grandchildren. Church, I can't do it, but He can. I'm going to Him and I'm going to get something from Him for you. I want you to get something from Him this morning. For whoever it is that you're burdened for, come through the door. The door's open. It's open. Come through it this morning into His presence and get before His throne and begin to war. Begin to war. Let's stand together right now. Randy, take us to the throne. We're already there, but anyway, take us in a music. God wants a powerful church that is moving in His anointing and in His gifts. Folks, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning spirits, miracles, signs, wonders, healing. God wants this because it glorifies Him. And as long as we don't try to steal any of His glory, to usurp anything from Him, He's going to move in our midst in mighty ways. Walk humbly before Him, but walk boldly to His throne in intercession, in worship. That's what the Lord has taught me over the years. It's time for the church to be the church. It's time for the church to let the power and presence of God back in. It's time for the church to open the doors to the Holy Spirit. It's time for believers who have known, that experience to return to that fullness. It's time. Doors open, but only for a while, and then it will close again. And who knows how many years we will wait for that door to open again. You say, but Jim, we always have prayer. We will always have access. We have eternal access. Sure you do. But if you've been around very long at all, you know that the revivals and the seasons of refreshing don't just happen stance and don't just happen every day. And I am telling you that right now, in the midst of all that's going on in this world, God is getting His bride ready. Jesus is getting His bride ready. He's coming for a bride. He's wanting those that have known this fullness but have been sitting on the sidelines to get back in church. Get back in church. Get back in real church. He's coming for a bride. That's why He wants you in church. He's calling you out as I'm calling you out this morning. And He's saying, return to the throne. Return to the throne. Return to the throne. The door's open. Come back. Come back. You've been wandering in the desert. You've been searching. The door is open. Come back. Right now, with this mighty presence that is here, I want to pray. I want to minister. I want to minister salvation. I want to minister healing. I want to minister deliverance. I want to minister the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Whatever your need, whether it be for you or someone else, folks, the door's open to the throne. Come on. Come on in. Come on in. You're not presuming upon His grace, and you're not taking advantage of Him, and you're not taxing Him one little bit. Come on in. Randy, there's a song I like. Friends, those guys have been going for about 2.5 hours now. I'll bet their fingers are worn out. Thank you, Randy. Thank you, Brian and Brian. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you, Rank and Debbie. They were down here yesterday patching this hole and fixing this so we could be in here this morning and enjoying this awesome presence. And thank you, Alan, although he's not even here. He was down here the week before up in that attic trying to fix that air conditioner, sweating and working in the heat. Thank you all. We did not overlook it. We're thankful. The door is open. The door is open to the throne of God. I don't know all that that means. I just know that that means something. That God told me to come here this morning and tell you that the throne, His throne, the door is open to it. His presence. It's what it means. Access to His presence. If you desire His presence, it's there. The door's open. If you're hungry for God, it's there. It's there. And He bids all come. Come. Anyone got anything to add before we... Brother? Sure. We got a microphone. Get me one of those microphones right there. I'm not moving real fast right now. You'll have to forgive me.
Hello, friends.
It's good. Praise God.
So many of you. Oh, my... It's been 9 years since we were last here.
Wow.
A lot of things has happened. I want to give the Lord just a little glory. It was 13 years ago yesterday that Janie came into the baptism of the Spirit, and it was affiliated with this church. And it was an awesome thing. I never saw anyone speak, sing, dance and read the scripture and pray in tongues for an hour and 45 minutes before, but she did. And the Lord gave her visions of things to come that we couldn't possibly understand. We were encouraged by many people in this church. Now, we've got to do some fun things. We've got to minister in cornfields in China and under acacia trees in the bush country of Africa. And things that the Lord has blessed us with. But there's always the struggle, too, isn't there? And I know that many people in this church, and this church has gone through persecution and struggles. But God is good. God is faithful. And what I see happening around the world, the Lord is measuring things. And He measures by a different measuring stick than the world does, and He measures things and He says yes. And I want to tell you, Pastor, you have an awesome church.
Amen.
You have a glorious church. You have a church of freedom for the Spirit to work through people here. That I'm excited about this. We don't get many Sundays off, and we never know where we're going to go. We wake up on Sunday morning and say, well, where is it today? If we get a day off. And I had no idea when I got dressed where we were going. But we came to the right place.
Yes.
I want to thank you for the refreshing.
Praise God.
It's awesome.
Yes. Yes.
You're being loosed into a new level.
Yeah.
God is good.
Amen.
God is good. There's a light in Oak Ridge. And it doesn't have religious earmarks. It doesn't have religious traditions. It has the peace and the joy of the Lord. And I just want to thank you for blessing us today. And I want to speak to you the blessing back. That each of you find the place in the field that God created for you. God bless.
Anyone else? Chad, anything to say? Let me explain to you who Chad is. Chad and Danielle, when we first went to Zephyr Hills, Chad's father was our youth pastor. Chad was how old?
Six.
6 years old.
Or younger.
And over the years, I've watched them grow up. Lord led them in different churches. Just recently, we've got reacquainted. Chad, Daniel completed their education at Southeastern University. They're both ministers. And Chad just recently came through an experience of a change in direction. And I said, if you get time, come up, brother. Just come up and spend a weekend with us. We've been able to, I don't know if you call it get reacquainted or just get acquainted. I don't know. But I'll tell you what. And you can tell your mom and dad this. I'll tell them. They did a good job.
Thank you.
You're a fine young man.
Thank you.
And Chad and Danielle would like your prayers as God leads them and directs them in ministry. And we're just glad to have them here to worship with us today. Something you want to say, brother?
Yeah, God's placed a little something on my heart. I guess I've been holding it on all service. It's funny how God brings you through things, through trials, to tell you something. And it's hard for me to tell you that one of my biggest struggles that I've been going through is selfishness. I think I'm not the only one that goes through that, but I've been really struggling with selfishness. And God took me to Georgia for about 6 months, for the past 8 months now. I've been in Georgia ministering at a church, and I never let go of that selfishness. This morning I was set free from that.
Praise God.
I was set free for a reason, because God wanted me to tell y'all that He's opened this door for you guys, not so you can keep it to yourself. So many times I went from ministry to ministry looking for my big break. I've been looking for my big break, and God told me this morning it's not my big break that I should be looking for. It's His big break.
Praise God.
And God needs all of you in this church to realize that exact same thing, that He doesn't want you to hold it all for yourself.
That's right.
He's opened this door for however long He's opened it for a reason, because He wants you to take it out into the world.
That's right.
And share with the world what you guys got
here,
what He has up there for them. And He gave me that message at the beginning of service. And within the first two songs, He laid that on my heart, and through the rest of the service, I was praying, God, give Jim a word that I need to tell this church something. I've honestly been sitting in that second pew praying that very prayer. God, tell Jim I need to say something.
Amen. Amen.
And it's true. I have been set free of selfishness, which is, I think, a deep struggle and can lead into many, many other things in your life if you don't get set free from it. But more than anything, He wants y'all to know, don't keep it to yourselves.
Amen.
Don't try and use God for your own glory.
Right.
But use God for His glory.
Yes.
So that He can bless your life, and that
yes.
He can bless this community.
Amen.
This community, I think, is in dire need.
Yes.
of something from God.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Chad. Amen.